You're listening to the Oh Those Toes podcast, the only podcast that doesn't need another fan page.
Hello again, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing. With you, as always, I'm Top Toes.
And I am Annie. Thanks for joining us.
And so fan pages. The OnlyFans debacle is maybe over. We don't know. But as of right now, they've decided that, the banks decided that they needed the porn money. And I think we mentioned this a little bit previous.
We did, yeah.
But yes, it does seem that the OnlyFans debacle is slightly over, except for one thing. Everybody jumped ship anyway. So now
they lost their trust. I mean, they've lost the, you know, I mean, there are people that are just completely so upset over it that they're like, fuck you anyway. Like, I don't care if you want me now I don't want you.
Exactly. And therefore, you know, congratulations to the two big winners of the week, Fansly.
Right. Yeah.
Who seems to not give a fuck. And the newcomer that the one fan page that I have signed up to be fans of people on, Unfiltered. This is not an endorsement. We are not paid by Unfiltered. But somebody I follow in the Instagram world jumped up and posted that they're now on Unfiltered. And I popped over to take a look. And it was unlike the hoops and passports and driver's licenses and IDs and confirmation videos and a note from your senator it takes to join OnlyFans. You're just like a lurker and have an email address and know what you want your password to be, congratulations, you're on Unfiltered.
So I have a lot of questions. So I wonder if you know enough, because I'd never heard of it until you mentioned it. So
we're gonna give a shout out whether she wants it or not. The great Natalie Nightwolf was the one who put Unfiltered on the map for me. And congrats, Natalie.
Yeah.
Well, that was your pride. Sorry.
I wonder since it's so easy to get an account, how much more difficult it's going to be to purchase subscribe to things or pay-per-views or how many chargebacks there are going to be. Because that's the only thing that I liked about OnlyFans is that I don't have to go around vetting people to see whether, you know, I trust them enough to give them my Cash App so that they don't, you know, charge it back. Because that is a thing, which I don't think we've actually ever talked about.
Well, we talked about how OnlyFans itself had to deal with the chargeback situation. The whole Bella Thorne fiasco.
I don't think we've ever talked about is how sometimes, customers, clients will order a bunch of stuff, like when you're just doing the exchange without any third party involved, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll buy, and then they'll put in a claim with their bank to say that they didn't buy that. And the thing is, we can't dispute it because, you know,
your transaction is not legal per the terms of service of the credit card process.
So what ends up happening is they get all that money back and then we get shut down, or Cash App or our PayPal or, you know, whatever they're using. Which is why I don't, and let me just give a little bit of a tip to our newer models. I don't use, first of all, never use PayPal, ever, unless it's with somebody you really, really trust. But
and then be super careful with Venmo because they're owned by PayPal.
Right, yes.
Then Cash App is probably your best bet. Not perfect.
Yeah, but they can still do chargebacks and things like that. But so any first-time buyer from me, anyone that's ordering, if it's a small amount, I don't care. Like, I don't worry about it too much. But let's say they're ordering a custom, and I charge a pretty penny for customs nowadays just because, honestly, I don't want to do them and I don't have time. So they have to make it worth my while. And so for those people, I do not accept any form of payment other than Amazon e-gift cards because they can't take those back.
Mm.
And then it's immediate because I used to say, we'll buy something off my wish list and we'll call it even, except that they can cancel that. You know, they'll send you the receipt that they purchased it, the confirmation, and then they can go back and cancel it the next day.
But gift cards are uncancelable.
If they're mailing you a gift card, yes. But
no,
if
but the e-gift card.
The e-gift cards, no, they can't go. Like, once you've accepted and you send your thank you note, it's over and done with. So
going back to your first question, no. Unfiltered is almost Tumblr-esque in that regard. You don't know if the kid viewing your porn is 13. At least not what's forward-facing. I haven't gone through the process of dealing with anything that's paywalled. I know it is. It seems to be, from what I have seen, a great situation to put together. Here's my forward-facing stuff. Look as much as you want. And the interesting thing that about the unfiltered setup is you can have, here is my set of I'm wearing pink tights. And, you know, scroll left, right, photo, photo, video, photo, video, paywall marker.
Okay.
So you can create the tease of 1 to 2 to 4 to whatever you want, or never paywall anything in that set, but kind of catch them scrolling and go,
which is a problem that you have on like Instagram and things like that, is that you can't really show all of your racier stuff and all of the hotness of your photos and videos. You have to keep it super PG.
Yeah. But you're right. You definitely have to deal with the fact that Unfiltered does not seem to be filtering their clientele either.
Mm.
So,
but it's a good place to promote the stuff you're trying to sell. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. I would say
that's the double-edged sword is it is so easy for the viewer to acquire their registration on it that you're not protected by the fact that they don't go through any sort of vetting. At the same time, they're not turned away. Your audience is so much easier because it's a snap of the fingers for someone like on my side of the coin to get their unfiltered account.
And then you don't have to worry about people reporting your shit because it doesn't matter because they'll actually allow that. Yes.
Correct. I mean, it's called unfiltered for the fact that it's Right. Yeah, we don't limit content whatsoever. Fansly, on the other hand, seems to be some coders found a way to basically just rewrite OnlyFans. For that regard, it is, best I can tell, it's OnlyFans without the turmoil. They've always admitted that they take all content. They're not going to, don't seem to be going to turn on you. Because
they're not trying to be like wholesome, you know, artisty kind of page. No.
Nope. From what I've seen, it doesn't seem to be too difficult. The people who've been on OnlyFans for a while who are converting to Fansly, you're looking at about a week, week and a half before they get all their content transitioned. So it's just about upload times and, you know, how much human capital you can put into it.
So I think a lot of people, what they're doing is they're keeping whatever they have on OnlyFans, and then everything, all of their new shit, they're uploading to sites like Fansly.
I'm seeing a lot of people do a full backload to Fansly, which is taking them a while.
Yeah, no, it's very time consuming. I don't have enough content to sort of need to roll it over. And then also, I don't think really OnlyFans is taking all of my shit down if they were to do that, because I don't really have any.
You're not quite the target audience. You have not posted any extreme genitalia.
Right. I did post like a titty shot, but it's covered by emojis. So
against the TOS of Instagram, but I think that's okay because it doesn't constitute extreme genitalia.
And I get asked quite a bit, like, where's the longer version of this video? I'm like, dude, like, that's not, like, I don't sell that. That was just, I was just me being a bitch teasing you. Yeah. But speaking of being a bitchy tease, so I know, you know, we've had a couple of busy weeks, and Goddess Rhonda took up a lot of our time with our podcasting and stuff, which was so much fun, guys. If you haven't listened to the Goddess Rhonda episodes, you really need to go to the last two and take a listen. She's amazing.
Well, a lot of them have. I've looked at the numbers. YouTube came running for that one, which is funny because we didn't, Goddess Rhonda doesn't appear on it. So maybe we have hundreds upon hundreds of people who clicked and said, oh, I thought she was going to be on there, and shut it off. I hope not.
I think she's
got it. It's too early in the show to say, those of you who've listened to the whole episode, you're the people we like.
I think once you get on it, that's the thing with it. I think once you click on it, like within minutes, it just turns into so much fun that you have to listen to the whole thing. So
I hope so.
You know, but I'm going to say that, like, about the majority of our guests, like we've been really lucky that we've had some really good guests on our show. So, you know, one day we'll have a reunion, I'm sure.
Yeah. The other thing, well, we finally had one. Mainly that was show and show, though. We haven't had a true returning guest yet. We've had a show and show with Sia.
Oh yes, with Sia, yeah.
We were on hers and then she was on ours.
That was a lot of fun. So I hope that people went to listen to Sia, the episode at least that we were on, and then came back to listen to her on ours, because that was so much fun. But speaking of, so we had kind of a couple of busy weeks, like with Rhonda, and then we had, before that, you know, we had a couple of, we took a week off, and, you know, so we've been, like, sort of postponing some of our stuff that we want to talk about. But going back to the time that I took off and I was, like, traveling a little bit, I had my first airport tease. You know, all the girls that do traveling, that the traveling foot models that do sessions, they all have this sort of like the like go-to video where they kind of post where they're doing the flip-flop and somebody's watching them, like this public display of their, you know, shoe play. And so with COVID, you know, we haven't really gone out, so there wasn't too much opportunity for me to do that kind of stuff. But I finally had it at the airport, I think. And I'm going to tell you the story, and then you tell me, like, was he staring? Was he a foot fetish guy? And then, like, I wish that we had, do you remember back in the day when at the airport bathroom, they did the tapping thing under the stall? Do you remember that, where they, like, if they tapped under the stall in the men's bathroom, that means they wanted to fuck, and, like, someone got in trouble, some politician got in trouble for that. I can't remember who.
Yeah, I thought that was rest stops, not airports.
I thought it was the airport bathrooms. But so I wish there was a thing where we could be like, you a foot guy? You know what I mean? Like, how do I ask that and not be a weirdo? Like, so I was, you know, at the gate, and we arrived like crazy early because, you know, we weren't sure with, you know, all the restrictions and everything going on, right? So we really got a couple hours to kill at the gate, and we've all kind of like dispersed. Like, my husband's over here and my son is over here. We're just kind of like doing our own thing. And I wore flip-flops the whole time because I like to be comfortable on planes. And actually, they weren't flip-flops.
So they're really easy to take off for the TSA asshole.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's another
I wonder thing how many of the TSA guys, you know, this foot fetishist TSA guys, like, trying so hard to get to metal detector, because now it's all women walking through with no shoes.
Well, that's the problem for me, because I don't want to touch dirty airport floor by my bare feet. Like, I love to be barefoot around the house, and even outside, like when I wash my car, when I take out the trash, like shit like that, I'm always barefoot. But I don't do barefoot in public places, so I actually regretted wearing flip-flops when I was like, oh shit, I got to take my shoes off and walk from here to there barefoot. So what I did is I just pulled out socks from my bag, and I just put my socks on. And people looked at me a little weird because I was like, take the flip-flops off, put them in the bin, put my socks on, walk all the way around, and then take the socks off, put my flip-flops back on.
But doesn't seem weird to me. It's better than dirty TSA airport foot funk.
I was the only one that did that too. Like, no one else really cared. I was like, that's, you know, guys no, and girls. And that was you really were the smart one.
Then again, those are your moneymakers. So,
yeah, I don't like catch a fucking like fungus and shit or some type of parasite. I don't know. Like,
all right, so are we actually going to get to the to your tea story wait. I can determine whether or not you.
All right, so yeah, I'm wearing.
How I'm going to determine this?
Okay, so I'm wearing
the podcast. It's beyond me.
Well, so I'm wearing these sandals that are like have the all the kind of bling on it, like they're snake print, and they have like little spikes and shit on it, right?
Of fucking course they do. It's
you. You know what, too? I just posted.
You're wearing flip flops by Robert Rodriguez here.
I just posted that on Twitter that I'm like, when you own 150 pairs of shoes, but you wear the same ones over and over and over because they're your favorite. Like, anyway, so I digress. So it's not a flip flop like a thong flip flop. It goes around the toe. Like, so oh, yeah. I stick my toe in there, and then it's got a couple straps around the foot. So the heel's out. It's still a sandal. It's still skinny. It still flaps, you know, like slaps the heel. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always, like, messing with my feet, right? So my feet got real dry, and I stopped, and I put, like, oil on them. And I didn't actually look around when I did the whole oil. I just, like, you know, grabbed my oil out of my bag. I put them on, and then I stuck it back in my shoe. And then it was slippery. My sandal was slippery. It was like kind of falling off. So I kept like trying to scoot it back on. I would slap it. And then before you know it, like I'm distracted on my phone and it's just slapping away. Like it's just on my sole, just slapping away. And then I don't know why I look up and this guy is staring. So much so that I couldn't make eye contact with him to figure out like, hey, are you looking at my feet? Right. Like, to put on a little show because, you know, I would totally do that. And he's just staring. And so I'm like, is he staring at my feet because they're like loud and crazy, right? Like this pink popping polish is like super bright, like almost fluorescent. And I've got these like super crazy loud sandals and I'm making noise with them. Like, was I getting on his nerves? Right. So I stopped and I like put my sandal back on the right way and I crossed my legs and he fidgeted, like he moved. So he got up and he like went and I don't know what he did. And then he came back within like a minute and sat back down directly in front of me. But I was still smacking, like moving my, doing like shoe play, I guess. And then he was staring again. And so at this point, you know, my husband comes to the side of me and I kind of elbow him and I'm like, is he staring? Like, is he staring? And he's like, yeah, he's staring. And he's like, but why is he staring? And because he wouldn't make eye contact, I couldn't figure it out. Like, you know, if he makes eye contact with me and gives me a little smirk or something, like, I know what's happening, right? It's like silent flirting. But he didn't. He'd occasionally look around and look away, but then he'd go back to staring at me. So was he staring because I was this fucking lady with loud ass feet, like literally and visually, or was he a foot guy?
I'm thinking he's an annoyed commuter, honestly.
Well, why wouldn't he move?
Well, that's true. We came back. Well, did he pick up his bags and stuff when he left for a minute?
No.
So he had to come back to the same spot.
Yeah, but he could grab his stuff and move it any of the, like, 50 seats around. Like, he had an entire row to himself. He's the only guy there. And then my husband and I and all of our shit were on another directly across from him in that row. And then there was like people like kind of sprinkled here and there. I mean, we were like 2 hours early, so there wasn't really anyone there. So he could have, you know, gotten up and moved. So that's why I'm thinking if he was annoyed and he was just staring like, but then I would have had an attitude face. I would have seen like an eye roll or like a huff or I don't know. I don't know. See, I couldn't figure it out. But no eye contact and like no talking, no nothing. He didn't have his headphones in, at least not that I could tell. And he didn't get up and move, though. I would have gotten up and moved if it's that annoying.
Can't tell you on that one.
See? I thought you were going to be able to help me with this.
I don't know. You paint a story that says one thing, and then you give me some final details that contradict that. And
But he kept staring, and he'd go into his phone, like he'd go back to his phone, and then he'd look up again for kind of a long time.
And what then was he'd the go angle back of the to phone? His phone.
Oh my gosh, was he recording me? Was he making creep shot videos?
Why don't you contemplate that concept for a moment while we take a quick break?
Since 2009, the Erotic Awakening podcast has brought you informative and entertaining explorations of all things erotic.
From sacred sexuality to fetishes, power exchange and polyamory, BDSM to erotic spirituality, non-standard relationships to alternative love styles, as well as simply fun kink.
Over the years, we've grown to be a community-supported and focused podcast for people like us, those who seek an alternative expression for intimacy, authentic growth, and well-being.
Join us at eroticawakening.com/podcast.
And we're back, and we'd also like to take this opportunity to thank our sponsor, Crowfoot Jewelry. Find them on Instagram at Crowfoot Jewelry, and take this time to congratulate the winner of their first contest. I think it was their 100 follower contest, Jordan, if I'm pronouncing this right, I don't know. But they've been congratulated on Instagram, and congratulations to Jordan and the beautiful piece of jewelry they won.
Sweet. Yeah, that was awesome. Crowfoot Jewelry is a very small business just starting out, so please go and show your support. He's got great jewelry, necklace, they're all handmade. He does have offer some custom made pieces, but their stuff is really quite beautiful. You really got to go check them out.
All right, so yeah, teasing and sandals. So in the 1 year, well, almost 1 year, we're coming up on, and we'll talk about our 1 year anniversary shortly. But during the nearly a year course of this podcast, I have occasionally brought up the exploits of office accidental foot tease girl. And so, well, of course, now we're in summer. And it's definitely been all sandals to and from the office. She still switches shoes to go for the work day,
right? Because she can't actually be in sandals in the type of environment that you work in.
But yeah, it's sandals coming into the office and for, you know, a little while until, you know, the first meeting or whatever, that kind of thing. Petty, 100%, always on point. Never seen it even look like it's, starting
to grow out. Like it needs to be retouched.
Yeah. Not like, you know, a good leather sandal. Again, like you say, like a flip-flop in that it's thin with thin bands, but a couple different styles, but, you know, like a nice sandal.
So does she wear the same one all the time, or it's different? They're different all the time.
You know, I think it's probably the same one all week, and then, you know, over the weekend, another one might not come out of her closet, and then maybe I've seen a couple different pair at least that I'm aware of.
See, those are the kind of women that end up being really good for foot fetishes because, well, number one, of course, they take care of their feet, and number two, they are they like their feet already; they don't have an aversion to it.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm beginning to wonder if, you know, office foot tease girl's husband maybe is a foot fetishist. I don't know.
Right. So maybe she's not, you know, a foot model or anything like that, but maybe her guy, you know, is foot fetishist. Yeah, for sure.
So one side of the coin and the other, Labor Day weekend, I went back to my old neighborhood to hang out with some old friends. Do some kind of Labor Day weekendy kind of getaway kind of stuff. Not too far, but, you know, somewhere I haven't been in a while. Hang out with some old buddies from, as I said, the old neighborhood. And apparently the old neighborhood is the land of grown-out petties. It was, I mean, like, nobody's shit was on point.
Shut up! It's summer, guys!
Yeah, it's Labor Day weekend and it's summer and everyone's obviously in sandals and flip-flops and whatever, and barefoot on the grass and whatever. But yeah, apparently they all got their last petty of the year in like mid-August.
Ooh. Yeah. I can't do outgrown pet. Like, I can, if my pedicure chips, like actually right now it's chipping a little bit on the corner because my nail broke. Like, I can deal with that a little. Like, I can hold off until the next pedicure, but I can never do the, like, where the cuticle's all, like, and it's all growing out and it's halfway on the nail. I can never. You just got to take it off, guys. Yeah. Girls, ladies.
People.
If it's that outgrown.
Humans.
Take some acetone and just take it off and go nude. Like, just go naked toes. It's all right. Like, I would rather see a naked toe than a poorly polished one, for sure.
Yeah, that was just disappointing.
That's so sad. So definitely no nylons for you then, right?
Oh, no, not not out on the grass on Labor Day weekend, though. No.
Yeah, I worked actually. Yeah, I had a patients to take care of, and it was just my turn to be on call, so I had to go in. Yeah, it kind of sucked, actually.
Nah, I took the Friday off to get the 4-day weekend out of it and just, you know, get out of town. And.
But I am going to take a couple days off. Well, I guess it's the weekend now. This will be airing Wednesday. So I'm sure by Wednesday you'll see some pretty good content with Goddess Rhonda. She's going to be in town. So, she's bringing her troop with her, like all the girls are coming with her. So I think Mr. Lift, Mr. Any, is going to be this little stud muffin in that group. So I've already had some requests to use him in some customs and shoots. So I'm actually pretty excited to pimp him out.
To use him. well put. This is also, August, September, the months of Goddess, the Oh Those Toes months of Goddess Rhonda.
Oh God, two appearances really
on the podcast. Then she's going to be in town and hanging out with you and Mr. Lift and her troupe. And then she's going to be up my way. No, we won't be. Well, she did ask me if I might want to, you know, shoot a couple things with her, but it's me behind the camera, nothing more.
You're not going to be the stud.
No. But definitely getting together at the minimum, getting together for a drink and a chance to hang out face to face after the virtual hangout on the podcast. So,
I mean, she's come to hang out with me before and then she's coming again. So I don't know how you feel about that, if you have any kind of feeling about that. But I know that I have some serious feelings about her coming your way to hang out with you.
She expected such when she brought it up to me. Yeah.
Super fucking jealous.
No, because... see, if it was another guy, another photographer, something like that, then I'd have the same feelings as you. You know, you hanging out with other models is not something I would be necessarily as jealous right. about, or at least not jealous in the way that you're jealous that she's getting to meet me before.
And I have to make it clear, I am not a jealous person. In general, like in all of my life, in my relationships, at work, like just all around, I'm not a jealous person. So when I say like I'm super fucking jealous, I just mean, you know, exactly what you think it means, which is I'm really bummed that my friends are getting together without me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And also it's the fact that this is, you know, you and I and our crazy 5-year relationship and our year together on the podcast.
I know.
And, you know, and I'm like, the face-to-face has...
At this yeah, point, like, you just met him and you get to hug him before I do. Like, in what world is this okay? So, but, you know, we're going to figure it out soon enough. I mean, we keep saying, right, COVID fucks shit up for us, but it'll, you know, it's going to happen soon. We'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
So, I did try to get you to come over here, right?
Well, yeah.
I was like, can't you just come and be stud number two with Mr. Lift?
Yeah, I think that we figured out that what was available in the budget, though, would have got me maybe a Greyhound ticket, and I would arrive 3 days after she left.
You know what? No, that's actually not true, because airfare is pretty cheap right now. They expected a big increase in business for all the business travelers because they travel in the fall, except that we've had 2 years to figure out how to fucking Zoom and realize that business travel is not as necessary as people might think. And so now the airlines are having to cancel flights because they're not being booked enough. So they're lowering their prices. So now's a good time to travel.
Well, I still hate Zoom, but that's an interesting segue to the fact that, well, as we did tease, we are coming up on and starting to for our 1 year anniversary of this podcast. You know, one of it, a lot of our Instagram listeners have already seen. We're just asking for some fan photos of fans listening or otherwise showing off how they love the podcast, so that we can post that all over our Instagram and, you know, show off how much we love our fans and maybe a little bit of how much we love ourselves.
Did you get any messages about, like, us having to rethink that whole thing? I haven't talked to you about that, but I'm glad that we're talking about this now, because I got kind of a message that said, hey, you guys really didn't think this through. And I was like, the fuck you mean, right? Like, I was already defensive. I'm like, the fuck you mean? Like, and he says, what kind of pictures do you think you're going to get when at the end of your show you say, for those of you masturbating to our voices?
You know what? I'll just cover them up with the logo. If I get a whole bunch of people sending us pictures of themselves masturbating, we'll get a whole bunch of pictures posted on Instagram with the logo covering a lot.
So, the reality is, and I said, and I told him, I said, well, I'm going to post that shit. And he was like, you are not. And I'm like, hey, look, listen, anybody that sends a picture, we said we were going to post it. So yep. I'm going to post
it. Too. Like, wow, I'm going to have to figure out how I can block out things on video.
Well, you may just have to take a screenshot of the video and then use that as a photo and then cover it.
Or too much. You can actually stick a static, like, sticker.
Yes, and it'll stay. Yeah, it'll go with it. Like, wherever the penis goes, it'll follow. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how to do that. I'm not that good.
No, you can do it on Instagram too.
Oh, okay.
You have two options. You can, when you put the little sticker, like, anytime that part of the video moves, it moves with it, so it stays covered the whole time. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Fantastic.
But you can
figure out how to post those.
We're both on Twitter, so let's not risk our accounts on Instagram, and let's post them on Twitter.
We could do that too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's the Twitter. Truth. Listen, we don't care. If you, which I know to be true, I know at least two people that do something similar to what I'm about to say. If you pull, you know, the baby oil handy, like, you know, it's Wednesday and the episode's going to drop. You just drove home from work. It's 9 or 10 o'clock at night. You're by yourself and you're like, oh yeah, I gotta listen to the podcast. So you grab the lotion or you grab the baby oil and a couple of tissues and you sit down, then take a picture. I mean, I don't need to see your penis if you don't want to, you know, show it, but take a picture of how you listen. So take a picture of your baby oil.
For pictures of baby oil bottles, that'll be hysterical. You know, I don't think Instagram can take down a picture of a baby oil bottle.
That's right. Yeah. So maybe a picture of your hand, you know.
I'm definitely expecting picture your hand. This is my date for the night on it. I'm expecting at least a couple bathtub pics, because we have our loyal bathtub listeners.
Yeah, I've got a couple promises here and there of people. I know that there's a group of girls that they were like, well, what kind of pictures do you want? And I'm like, no, it's not what I want. It's Do you listen to the podcast? Yeah, I'm like, do you listen to the podcast? And they're like, yeah, we like listen together. And I'm like, okay, well then, you know, take a picture of the three of you together. It can be a selfie. It can be you're with your AirPods in. It could be like, it doesn't have to be a foot picture.
Right.
We prefer a foot picture.
It's a picture of what, and it's how you listen or something else about the podcast. Whatever the podcast says to you, you know, maybe you, say if your favorite episode was Fuck Those Feet and you send us a picture of how you learned from that and you're giving your boyfriend a foot job, Twitter.
We'll take it.
You know, but maybe it was one of the episodes where we talked about foot massage and, you know, that can go on Instagram or, you know, maybe the episode about nylons. Well, that's self-serving because, you know, I just want all the nylon foot pics. But also we're ignoring all our male listeners. So, you know, whatever it says to you, we just want, you know, viewer picks that influenced by our podcast or show how you listen or what picks or reels, because we're doing this primarily on Instagram. So reels appropriate. So that's 15 to 30 second video clips. And I know for those of you who have seen it posted already, we said that today, air day, was going to be the last day. We're actually, because we're announcing it on the air right now, we're going to go actually through Friday. That's Friday the 17th. So only the early bird listeners are really going to get the extra chance, but there you go.
Yeah. So help us celebrate our 1 year anniversary. We'd really appreciate it. And you, and then it gives you exposure. I mean, you do have 61,000 followers. So
61.1.
There you go.
I just happened to be looking today. Because it's like I was at 60 and then all of a sudden it's just one of those things. Like you'll creep and creep and creep to a round number, and then you'll be at that round number for like a half a second before you're at something absurd like 61.1. Like it took me forever to get 60, and then 61.1 came the day after. But so talking about the anniversary, and the reason that I segued off of I hate Zoom.
Oh yeah.
I hate Zoom for business. I don't know. It's different. You can set up your Zoom for a fun social party and set up your camera. When you're trying to do Zoom at the office, the camera is in two places or three. I don't have the issue of right on my bald spot, but I know a lot of people do. Right up your freaking nose or staring at all four of my chins. There seems to be that, especially laptop, because you've got to get, you know, no one has their laptop straight up and down because you can't see it. So the laptop's got a little tilt. The camera is fixed on the laptop. Boom, picture up your nose.
Yep.
Like
four chins are up your nose. Yeah.
Four chins up your nose. Or if it's some people with the camera on top of their monitor on a desktop, staring at your bald spot. Those are the three. Zoom is not attractive.
Oh, gosh.
Or an office meeting situation. When you're doing what we do with like the foot party and you're setting up your camera somewhere fun or interesting, and you know, then we're also dealing with people who are used to taking foot pictures and things like that, and you're using a phone here with a tablet there, yeah, you can do awesome Zoom stuff.
Well, I'm still giggling about you called it the dick cam.
Oh, our last foot party one, three? Foot
you
party
called three, it, yeah, the. Our naughty one, you called it first you called it the gut cam, and then you called it the dick.
I thought I called it the crotch cam. But
the crotch cam, the crotch cam.
Right, yes, because I was on two cams. Like, one on my face, so you could look at me while I was talking, and that one was probably, like, right up my nose. And the other one was, I think I called it lap cam briefly, but it became dick cam.
It became crotch cam for sure, yeah.
Absolutely. But the reason why we're discussing Zoom and how we hate it for business, but it can be fun for fun and kinky stuff, is for our actual anniversary episode. And by random chance of the calendar, because we used to air on Tuesdays and now we air on Wednesdays. The actual legitimate 1 year anniversary, October 13th, 2021, will be the drop date of our anniversary episode. And in the week before that, again, our anniversary is all about us being lazy and having you produce all the content for us. No, but in the week leading up to that, we haven't decided the exact date yet. We will be putting out a Zoom link on all of our social media and a date and time that Zoom link will be for. Oh, that's how Zoom link works, don't they? There's a specific. All right, forget me. Yes, we are going to have basically the listener call-in Zoom-in show. You don't have to put a camera on. You could definitely just be on the air with us, ask us a question, say hi. You know, if you're an old Stern fan, just jump in, yell Baba Booey and jump out. I don't care. But we invite all our fans to come on the air with us. We might not be able to allow everyone in the room at once.
So you might be waiting. You might be in the waiting room. You
could be in the waiting room, but we'll try to just get people in as they come. And, you know, if they hang and they've said their thing and still want to hang and just add more people to the room. It's Zoom. It handles multiple people just fine.
So we're gonna call it live but not live, right? Because
It's gonna be recorded live and aired later, but it's gonna be pretty much raw and unfiltered because there's gonna be no way to edit and crop that show. It's just as people come in, they're gonna do whatever they do. We've got an explicit tag on all of our podcast locations, including
YouTube. Think that we might not allow cameras actually, because we don't want to scare anyone off. Like, if you don't want to come in and see a dick, you really shouldn't have to. So we may just do audio, but I mean definitely audio, so come in.
I'm not sure. That the other thing is, as people come in and out, the video of it will turn into the Brady Bunch logo and then they'll disappear. It'll be all kinds of weird. So even on our YouTube channel, we might not actually air the raw video. We may just take snippet stills and do stuff like that. We'll figure it out. But definitely, it's going to be a podcast. It's going to be about the audio. Zoom is just a way to have a space where people can come in and out freely.
Yeah. So we're going to post the date, the time, and the link on all of our social media. So that way, during that, you know, hour or two that we're recording, you can, you know, log into Zoom, click on the link, log in. It does give you an option to leave your camera on or turn your mic on. I mean, some people might just want to come in and listen, you know, and that's okay too. I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be an opportunity for our fans to actually call in and call in, quote unquote, you know, and give us their two cents about either whatever we're talking about then or about other episodes or just anything in general, really.
Yeah. So, yeah. The 1 year episode, everyone's our guest.
Yep. Yeah.
Who's going to be on this week? The listeners.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fun. So, So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break one more time and then we're going to come back and I'm going to talk to you about TikTok a little bit.
Oh God, it seems to be the bane of my existence, but maybe you'll convince me otherwise. And you can do that in just 30 seconds or less.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
And we're back. And so, Annie, you had a story about TikTok because you're 12? You know my recent disdain with TikTok. It's actually not with TikTok. TikTok can do whatever the hell it wants. I'm tired of Instagram trying to take down TikTok, which compete with TikTok, which is actually just providing us too many TikToks on Instagram.
Okay, so again, for like a millionth time, I think we're going to stop talking about this, but I had to talk about it because I came across a TikTok challenge. It was on Instagram, like it's one of the reels, but you know, people repost their TikToks on Instagram.
Right.
And it was on my very vanilla, like, you know, Instagram. So it wasn't anything foot related, except it was foot related. So the TikTok challenge is put your foot in your boyfriend's face.
Okay. Don't we all do that on the regular for fun and enjoyment?
Well, not if you're vanilla, apparently.
For fun and profit in some cases.
Right. I mean, yeah. Yeah. But no, this TikTok challenge was just sort of girls randomly putting their foot in their boyfriend's faces to see what their reaction would be. And of all the ones that I saw, which was dozens, only one of them had a bad reaction. So it was like, sometimes they had socks, sometimes they were barefoot. Not one came up with nylons, unfortunately. But so like the boyfriend
nylons
was like,
not popular among the 12-year-old TikTokers.
Well, it was younger people and older people, but no like kids. I mean, obviously it was like about boyfriends. So
yeah.
I'm hoping that, you know, 12-year-olds don't have boyfriends, but whatever. It was like the guy was like playing a video game, and then she would just kind of creep up on the side of his face and place the foot there, or they were like looking at their phone at the table, and then she would like lift her foot up and put it like on the table. And almost always it was a reaction of like a caress or something super cute. Actually, it was sometimes they would just kind of look over and kiss it and then go back to their phone. And there was a couple where they would just kind of grab the toes and start rubbing, and there was a couple where they would just tickle. And I was like, people don't get it. Like, so we've talked about the stigma of having a foot fetish, but people just don't get it, because you could be doing absolutely nothing, put your feet on your boyfriend's lap, and they'll automatically start rubbing or touching or kissing. I mean,
we've said it to, you know, non-fetishy guests. We've said it, you know, as part of the idea of normalized fetish or put feet on the menu anyway. Yeah. Until you say the words foot fetish, right, little things like that are not actually that foreign to, you know, all of the vanilla world. It's funny though, as you're saying it, I'm picturing, tell me if you remember this, the YouTube video for Numb. And the Edge is sitting there, he's playing guitar, but then they sort of close up in, so it's just his sort of head and shoulders and shot. And like one foot comes in from one side and starts just kind of like touching the side of his face, and one comes in from the other, and he's just trying to keep playing.
No, I guess I haven't seen it.
That's,
I suck.
Yeah, it's Numb. It's off. That was one of the really, really big albums. So like the sort of 90s resurgence. I can't remember which album it was, but yeah, the song was called Numb.
No, I don't, but I haven't seen it. I mean, obviously I've heard, but I don't think I've seen the.
It's 15 seconds in the video, but you know, and it's not, but it's interesting. It's 15 seconds of the video that you do pay attention to, even if you don't have a foot fetish, because it's a close up of the Edge, not Bono. And for Bono to give up 15 seconds of his music video is pretty amazing.
I'm trying to look it up now to see what I can see. No. Okay. Well, we'll have to look out for that, but no, that's, I just thought that it was really cool that almost all of the reactions that they posted, it was really sort of cute. And I don't know, just really kind of a sweet caress. It was really cute. The one person was like, ew, like he made a face and moved away and like pushed the foot away. But I suspect that maybe that foot was a little stinky. So,
yeah, but it's interesting because I think your point is definitely that's the thing, the response we would have expected more of.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of like that challenge.
Well, except for the one where like he punched her in the face and she flew across, because that one just didn't get posted.
You know, people do a lot on TikTok for some likes and fame. I mean, so they might have posted it, you know? They have all these embarrassing videos of all kinds of shit. So, but yeah, I still not going to get a TikTok, but I thought that was a pretty cool challenge. So if we have any women out there that are not foot models, that are not into foot fetish and just happen to catch us and like us, you know, I really wish that they would try it and see what their reaction is.
I thought you were going to say if we have any listeners who are TikTokers that I haven't already offended by continuing to refer to TikTok as social media for 12-year-olds.
Well, we do have a lot of...
we actually do, yeah.
We do, yeah. There's
off the top of my head, Citra. She TikToks, does she not?
She does, yeah. Citra.
Yeah, she hasn't come bursting into my DMs screaming at me saying, stop making fun of the TikTokers.
The thing is, though, like they don't, there's a couple of people that really do sort of sexual stuff on their TikToks, and they get deleted quite a bit. But there's a lot of other people that just do sort of basic stuff. And I think what Citra does is kind of like the stuff she does on YouTube, which is just kind of like trying on my new nylons and then nylons with trainers, you know, and then she'll like point the, you know, the camera at her feet with nylons. So I don't think they do.
Well, yes. And that whole, that angle seems to be working because now she's got a second Instagram page, under the Nylon Rocks name, which is much more, in tune with what she does on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. She's pretty popular, that girl.
We'll throw that in as a link today too on the show links, because
you can always go back and listen to the Lady Citra episode. I can't recall the number, but
she was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. It was one of those that we could have
that created a really good friendship, actually.
It did, yeah. We could have really gone a 2-episode with her too. For sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She's definitely on the returning guest list.
Hey, so was she the one that wore the 5-toe hose? Or was that someone else on your page?
I don't know that she's ever worn 5-toe hose. I know she did not appear on my page wearing 5-toe hose.
Okay.
So now I know what you're saying, because it was that I did make like one post ever. And it was somebody that I liked, you know, and said, I'll make the exception, but I kind of had to mock them for it at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, are these weird?
So how do you feel about the 5-toe hose? I never even heard of that until recently. I didn't know that existed.
Oh, and they've existed for a while. Like 15, 20 years ago, they emerged out of Japan.
Shut up.
Yes. You know, it makes sense they emerge out of Japan, not because, as I say, all crazy weird stuff comes out of Japan, but because they are, in a sense, an evolution of, like, the tabi sock that they've been wearing forever. The traditional geisha outfit does include a nylon-ish sock worn with the sabot, the wooden sandal.
You know, I know that there's toe socks, right? So, and I've always complained about the toe socks because my toes don't quite fit in there and they kind of bug me in between my toes. And so I'm not a big fan, although I do think they look cute.
And there are toe hose. Somebody managed to snag that as a brand name. So, you know, it's kind of like the Kleenex effect. So technically they are 5-toe pantyhose. Toe hose is a specific brand of them, but I think it's one of those things, you can call them toe hose, you can call them 5-toe pantyhose.
But so there's seams all in between the toes.
Yeah, I don't think that they can do them ring spun like they would do a pair of completely seamless pantyhose. It's just impossible. So yeah, they're seamed.
Oh, So do you, I mean, could I wear them and still look sexy, or is that going to be a big joke to you?
I've always thought they're one of the strangest things I've ever seen. But then again, there's something always interesting and curious about strange.
Because that means you could stick your tongue in between without yes. like having to use your tongue muscle to get through the...
Yeah, the thing is they do the same for the legs as a pair of pantyhose does. They do something completely different for the feet and toes than pantyhose does. So it's just an odd look. I've never found it particularly attractive. It's a weird curiosity only.
Okay.
I also don't know exactly what the purpose is. Because the toeless hose with the little loop between your big toe is supposedly the pantyhose that's acceptable for sandals.
Well, you're supposed to wear those with like peep toes, so it doesn't look like you're wearing nylons.
Or
so you can fake it well.
Yeah, or even I've seen them advertised just to be worn with a sort of strappy sandal high heel. As long as you can get that first band to cover the intersection.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't mind. I mean, I like those. I don't mind those. But the five toe hose, yeah. I don't know how
what
I feel
do
about
you
that.
Need
I'm gonna have
the
to
five
try
toes
them.
For. Even if it's because you want to wear sandal, pantyhose with something that's effectively a thong, like a thong sandal type thing, you'd still only need one toe.
Right. I don't need
one
all
and four.
Five toes. No. That it. Yeah. I don't know that I'm ever going to think they're sexy, but I do want to try them just to try it. Because, you know, I like to try shit.
Absolutely. And, you know, if somebody can tell us a reason why they would own them aside from the absolute novelty and curiosity, but, you know, like a legitimate reason to wear five-toe pantyhose.
Like a person that buys them because they like them a lot. Yeah, we got to get that person on the show.
You know, or even if they bought them for the absolute oddity of it and then figured out, oh, but I can wear them with this and it does such, you know, tell us what the reality is. Or, you know, Mr. Five-Toe Pantyhose Inventor of Japan, you know, Mr. Horimoshi Morihata, whoever the heck you are, you tell us why you invented these crazy things.
There had to have been a need for it somewhere, for sure. Yeah.
One would think. There's got to be a reason for them. I just haven't figured out what it is yet.
Hey, so slight change of subject here. Wait, were we done with the panty with the five toe hose, or did you have anything else to say about this?
No, I think I am done.
All right. But it just reminded me of the last thing that I want to talk to you about. I went to get my feet done a few weeks ago, and the memory is not fresh in my mind anymore. Although I did take notes because I wanted to talk to you about this on the air. I went to get my feet done, and I went sort of spur of the moment. So I was in my Doc Martens and socks, and
you have to wear the disposable flip flops home?
Yes, I did. I did, and that kind of reminded me of that because they have to. It's like a flat piece of paper, like a little rubbery paper thing, like a phone.
Yeah.
And they have to like spread your toes and clip it in between, except this one had like an area for the rest of the toes. So they had that little thong in between the big toe and the second toe, and they clip that. And then they put like this little piece over the rest of the toes, I guess, for better grip. I don't know. But which is fine, you know, it only lasts a couple seconds. But the reason why is it's really interesting is because I went to get my toes done. I had my Doc Martens on in socks, and I went to, you know, sit down, and it was a guy. I'd never had this man do my feet before, but he came over to me and he was like, "Yeah, sit right here." I said, "Okay, let me go. Let me get my shoes off and stuff." And he said, No, just sit down. Just sit down. I'll untie it." So I sat down, and he untied my Doc Martens for me and took my socks off for me. Grabbed both of my feet and put them in the water, and was like, is that too hot? You know, was that too cold? Whatever. And I was like, no, it's fine. And then he left to go get whatever supplies he needed to do my toes. And he proceeded to give me my pedicure.
Did he take your socks with him when he left?
No, I was embarrassed that he was doing that. So I was like, no, it's okay. And I like lifted one of my feet up towards me and I took my own sock off, but he took the second one off. And so I stuck him in my boots. But so this guy, 100% had a foot fetish, 100%. And the thing was that I've had a guy who I suspected had a foot fetish because he also asked to take pictures of me. I mentioned it before. It was the owner of the salon. But this guy is my favorite guy. And I think I'm going to go to him from now on because he did, number one, he did a really good job. And then number two, he was so sweet about it that it was not creepy at all. Like even though I knew he had a foot fetish, it wasn't creepy at all. And I actually really enjoyed my pedicure. So
what he didn't know is that you're any from his favorite podcast.
Or maybe he did. I don't know. But
true. You do tell our listeners what state you're in, at least.
I do. Well, I mean, so I tell them sometimes when I'm being super picky about my pedicure, I tell them, I say, I have a photo shoot coming up. And they're like, photos? And I said, yes, I take pictures of my feet. And I need my feet to be perfect is what I tell them, right? They don't ask too many questions after that. But I didn't tell this guy this. I didn't have to because he was doing all the picky shit for me. So first of all, it was the longest pedicure I've ever had, number one. And then number two, it's the best massage I've ever had during a pedicure. Because let's face it, my husband's number one foot massage guy. But it was the best pedicure I've had. He did exactly everything right. He cut the cuticles just right. He like dug under the nail, cleaned everything out, picked everything off. Like it was beautiful. And he did it so well. And he did it so gently, like with such love and care. I'm telling you, the guy was worshiping my feet. He like,
as he should,
he like massaged for the longest time ever. And
normally you complain about the massage. You're like, it's too tickly, it's too annoying,
whatever. No, and usually I do. Usually I'm like, no, don't rub that, like that hurts, or you know. Okay, but he did something that no one's ever done. He massaged the top of my feet. And I think he was a toe guy. I don't think he was a soles guy. Super long, extra attention to the tops of my feet, which felt amazing. It was amazing. It was unbelievable almost. So, yeah. And then
what was the weird response about people not massaging the tops of the feet? I mean, I always, yeah, the traditional people think about, you know, putting your thumbs on the soles, but you kind of come in the other way too. You got to come down, you know, pull that tension out from ankle to...
And then he massaged each individual toe. Who the fuck does that during a pedicure? He massaged each toe. I don't get pedicures,
so, you know, I do that normally, but not during
the pedicures. I've never had that done. Like, not even my husband does that. So he took, like, the big toe, and he, like, rubbed. Like, for a long time, it wasn't just in passing, you know? And then he took the next one and he rubbed. Like in between the toes, he rubbed. He stuck his fingers in between the toes and was like rubbing. And normally that bothers me. It hurts, but he was gentle with it. And then he took both of his thumbs and went from the, so he's, you know, at the bottom of my feet, yeah, right? So he went from the, you know, from where the nail is up towards the ankle.
Oh, wow. That direction.
So his hands were underneath in the sole and then his thumbs were at the top and he went up. It was amazing. It was so amazing.
All right. So
yeah.
So Mr. Lift, our male audience, and especially pedicurists of the world, take note.
But yeah, for sure, that guy had a foot. I mean, he had to, right? He had to have had a foot fetish.
I mean, either that or he is like the top graduate of the Pedicurist Academy, which really doesn't exist. So yeah, he had to be a foot fetishist.
He had to be. And he was like, he would like kind of look up and not make like crazy eye contact. He just kind of would look up and give me like a little smile. And he did like small talk and he was just tender. It was just super sweet. Like, you know, like my husband would do because he's in love with me and he's trying to make me feel good. It was amazing. Like, that guy got the biggest tip ever, which is funny considering that I have offers to pay me to do that to my fee, but here I am paying him. Anyway,
I think on that wonderful note, we will thank our listeners. Thank Annie's new pedicurist. Hopefully he's listening.
Send your girls and your wives to get pedicures, guys.
Send your pics and reels to us so that we can post them during our 1 year anniversary posting celebration so that we can show off all our amazing listeners. Stay tuned for information about our 1 year anniversary show where you get to be the guest.
Thank you to our sponsors, Crowfoot Jewelry.
And although we've mentioned them already, and we are prepared in case they send us photos, for those of you masturbating to our voices this whole time, you're welcome.
Very welcome. Bye.